This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. With KCBX News, I'm Lauren Wallachy. Take a walk around Santa Maria and you'll notice a public art boom, including brightly painted utility boxes and murals celebrating the town's culture and heritage. Funding is a challenge, but local artists and advocates are working together to bring new art to public spaces. KCBX's Beth Thornton has the story.
Dennis Smitherman, who oversees public art for the Santa Maria Department of Recreation and Parks, says art is on the rise in the city. He is currently coordinating the Utility Box Art Project, which features the work of local artists who paint the city's utility boxes with themes of Santa Maria. Now beginning its third phase, phases one and two of the project have produced boxes featuring strawberries, wildflowers, dancers, wine, and more. Smitherman says the citywide project is a way to bring colorful, culturally relevant artwork to otherwise bland street corners. Local artists submit their designs for consideration and, if chosen, receive a stipend and reimbursement for expenses. Ruben Espinoza's artwork has been selected twice.
The first one I submitted was a charro and a bull. That was kind of playing to my culture and also like the heritage of Santa Maria, which was a Western town.
Espinoza also paints murals. He spent almost 4 days painting the Welcome to Santa Maria mural at East El Camino and North Broadway. The mural, on the side of a business, features vintage lettering in English and Spanish.
I wanted to do something that was, you know, welcoming to people that were visiting and also, you know, beautifying their neighborhood and their building.
Espinoza painted the welcome mural for free. He says a fund for public art would make more projects like this possible.
Some sort of public funding, more businesses would be involved in funding these projects, because ultimately I think public art does benefit a lot of the businesses around.
Santa Maria adopted a public art plan in 2019, but not a Percent for Art fund to pay for it. Percent for Art funds are a common way for cities to support the arts. The city of San Luis Obispo has one. Funds are generated through a fee, often less than 1%, on capital construction project budgets. Without a specific fund, the city and its local art community must rely on other sources of support, such as private donations and grants. Santa Maria's Corazon del Pueblo, a nonprofit center for arts and culture, is also bringing art to outdoor spaces. They mentor youth and offer classes, including mural painting. Alex Espinoza Kulik is the center's executive director. He says they have received grants from the County of Santa Barbara, as well as generous donations to support their work, and they partner with other organizations.
A new mural will be a collaboration between the Boys and Girls Club, our organization, and young people we work with through Chicano Renaissance, as well as the Youth Arts Alive program.
Espinoza Kulik says the mural project creates an opportunity for meaningful conversation.
Mural will be an opportunity not just to create public art, but for young people to really come together and have a facilitated conversation through the arts about how they see themselves in their community and the aspects of history and culture that influence their day-to-day lives.
Corazon del Pueblo began as a place to gather for art and conversation to address youth violence, according to the center's co-founder, Alma Hernandez.
Art is a way for, you know, the community to be able to share ideas, to be able to create an understanding of one another.
The Santa Barbara County Office of Arts and Culture makes grants to support projects of all types throughout the county. Executive Director Sarah York Rubin says public art plays an important role in communities.
It can be a deep community celebration of identity. It can also be a reason for visitors to come to a space to experience it differently.
Santa Maria has a map on the city website to help you locate city-sponsored public art. As for murals at schools or on the sides of local businesses, you can discover those as you walk through town. If you want to join this growing art movement, Santa Maria Rec Department's Committee for Public Art needs volunteers, as does Corazon del Pueblo. Corazon President Samuel Duarte says they are always looking to collaborate with other organizations and always in search of new walls to paint. For the KCBX Arts Beat, I'm Beth Thornton.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Shanbaum Family Foundation.